We're turning again to the book of Exodus and to the chapter 5 for our text this evening. Exodus chapter 5. And our text is taken from verse 2. And as we said earlier, Moses was a preacher of the gospel. He preached the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is certainly the teaching of the Holy Spirit throughout Scripture. And as emphasized for us in the Acts of the Apostles, we are told that all the prophets from the beginning preached the sufferings of the Son of God and how the Lord Jesus Christ would come from heaven, become man, to bear away our sin in his own body on Calvary's middle tree. God had sent Moses to bring the message of the sacrifice to Pharaoh and to plead with Pharaoh to let his people go, that they might do sacrifice. I find it beyond imagination to think for a moment that Moses spoke to Pharaoh of the sacrifice and did not explain it unto that man. I believe with all my heart that Pharaoh heard words whereby he could have been saved from the mouth of Moses, the man of God, as he talked about the sacrifice the Lord had called them to offer unto God. A great picture, a great type, a great symbol of the coming of the Messiah, the Son of God, into the world to pay the price for sin by the shedding of his own blood. And with that in mind, we read here in our text in Exodus 5, verse 2, "And Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Moses, the man of God, was sent unto Pharaoh with a message from the Lord, a message that Pharaoh did not want to hear. And very often, if not always, that is the situation wherever the Word of God is proclaimed. In a congregation such as this in God's house tonight, there will undoubtedly be some who do not want to hear what God has to say to their hearts from His Word. There will usually, if not always, be one at least in the congregation who does not want to hear the message of repentance from their sin. They do not want to hear that they are sinners, guilty, hell-deserving sinners, in the eyes of an infinitely holy God, a God who is glorious in holiness, a God who very soon will come again to judge this world in righteousness. There are men, there are women, there are young people who do not care for the preaching of the gospel in all its fullness and in its power. There may be a young person here tonight, and you're sitting totally disinterested in the things of God. You may well have been brought up in the Free Presbyterian Church. You may well have heard the gospel from your mother's knee. You have sat through many a Sunday school class, young people's meeting, but still tonight you're only here because of habit, or because your mother and your father force you to come and sit under the sound of the gospel. But if you had your way, you would be elsewhere in the world this evening. You are apathetic, you are careless when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to the things of eternity, when it comes to your precious soul. Then there are others, and of course they, like Pharaoh, are bitterly opposed to the preaching of the gospel. They are not only apathetic, but they are antagonistic. And again, it is possible in God's house tonight, there is a man, there is a woman, there is a young person, and you are opposed to the gospel. Why you're here, I cannot understand and I cannot explain. But God has you here tonight. And I would warn you most solemnly, if there is something that has happened in your life, and you have turned in bitterness against God, then you had better listen very, very carefully to to what God has to say in His Word this evening. God had a message for Pharaoh. But of course, Pharaoh hardened his heart. Pharaoh died in his sin, and Pharaoh lost his soul forever in a Christ rejecter's hell. Now this evening, I very simply want to consider with you Pharaoh's rejection, his rejection of Moses, the man of God, and his rejection of the message that God gave unto Moses to proclaim. In the first place, notice here Pharaoh's profession. If you look there at our text in Exodus 5, verse 2, Pharaoh declares, "I know not the Lord. I know not the Lord." Now, of course, that was a true profession. Pharaoh was telling the truth. But while it was true, it was a very sad profession, a very sinful profession indeed. It was a God-grieving profession to declare, "I know not the Lord." Though Pharaoh had been brought up in the palace, no doubt highly educated, with all the wisdom of the world and all the learning of Egypt, one of the most advanced civilizations of the ancient world, yet Pharaoh had to acknowledge, when it came to the only true and living God, he knew not the Lord. He was ignorant to the most important knowledge of all, that personal saving knowledge, that personal saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you from the very outset of this meeting tonight, do you know? Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know the Lord personally? It is absolutely essential that you know Christ. It is not enough to know about Him. Again, perhaps you have grown up in the Free Church or some other faithful denomination teaching the Word of God. You know all about the Bible. You could quote Scripture verbatim. If I were to buttonhole you, you would certainly acknowledge that God is and God has spoken from His Word. You've no doubt that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came into this world. He shed His blood. He died upon the cross. He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven where He ever lives to make intercession for His people. He's coming again to judge the world in righteousness. And He'll reign forever and forever. And you've no doubt about the authenticity of the Bible, the accuracy of Scripture. But sadly, this evening, you'd have to confess, just like Pharaoh, "I know not the Lord." When our Savior, our great high priest, was in prayer with His Father, He said in John 17, verse 3, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee." This is life eternal. In other words, you cannot possibly be saved. You cannot have eternal life. You will suffer the pains of everlasting death in hell forever unless you know Christ. This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Tell me this evening, do you have that saving knowledge of the only true and living God? Do you know Jesus Christ personally as your own and personal Savior? But as well as Pharaoh's profession, notice in the second place his pride. Exodus 5, verse 2, Pharaoh said to Moses, "Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice?" And the context makes it very clear here that Pharaoh's heart was full of pride and arrogance as he uttered these words in opposition to the preaching of Moses and the gospel. This was not some genuine, honest inquiry from some dear soul searching for the truth. "Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice?" It was said in arrogant defiance of the Almighty. You may not be so vocal in your defiance of the Almighty. But you're as guilty as Pharaoh in your defiance of God and of the gospel. You've sat under the sound of God's word year in and year out. We were singing that hymn earlier, that hymn of testimony. It is the testimony, no doubt, of many in the house of God tonight who are saved. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. But there are some, and that is still your spiritual condition tonight. You have spent year after year after year under the sound of the preaching of God's word, under the sound of the gospel, and still you are not saved. You continue to defy God. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, and yet you have not repented from your sin. You've not turned your back upon your sin. You've never trusted in Jesus Christ. You've never obeyed the gospel. You are living in proud, arrogant defiance of the Almighty. You can make all kinds of excuses why you continue on in your sin, why you continue to reject Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you tonight, in the heart of the sinner, rejecting Jesus Christ, there is this arrogance, there is this pride, there is this defiance, this wicked, hellish, devilish defiance of God. And that is why you're not saved. Oh, you can point to so-and-so who professes to be a Christian, and you can say boldly, if that's Christianity, I want nothing to do with it. Or you may say, if that is a Christian and they are going to heaven, then there's no doubt I will get into heaven. And you can look at this ungodly world. You can look at hypocrites in the professing church. But I'm telling you with the authority of God's word tonight, if you're not saved, here's the reason why. You live in bold, brazen, sinful, hellish, devilish defiance of God. And I tremble for your soul. Who is the Lord? I can see Pharaoh said with a sneer, who is the Lord that you're speaking of? Who is this Jesus that you're telling me about will come and shed his blood and die as a sacrifice for sin? I know him not. I do not acknowledge him. I am King of Egypt. I am the Almighty. I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. I will not have this man, the God-man, to reign over me. Who is this Jesus you're talking about? Who is this Lord from heaven? Who is this God that you speak of? And as I said earlier, you may not be just as vocal, but you're just as defiant. But let me turn the tables on you. As you sit here tonight and you say in your heart, who is the Lord to tell me to repent? Who is the Lord who condemns my lifestyle? Who is the Lord to condemn me as a sinner? Who does Christ think he is? Let me turn the table. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? God. Now you're bold and brazen. You can shrug off the gospel, the preaching of the sacrifice, walk out the doors, trampling underfoot the blood of God's dear Son, counting it as an unholy thing, It doesn't cost you a thought. You've done it for years. Who do you think you are? To defy God and disobey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've considered here Pharaoh's profession. We've looked at his pride. Notice thirdly, very quickly here, his persistence in sin. God has sent Moses to preach unto Pharaoh, not only on one occasion, but on numerous occasions. My, what an event that was when Moses, the man of God, this man who knew the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, this man who had supernatural revelations from on high, this man who had met the holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts at the burning bush, to sit under his ministry, to hear him preach about the sacrifice of Christ again and again and again. God sent Moses to preach to Pharaoh time after time after time, but time after time after time, Pharaoh hardened his heart, the Bible says. Eventually, God, having racked the nation in judgment, God slew the firstborn. And so Pharaoh let the people go. But there was no real change of heart. Though these judgments, severe as they were, there was no change in Pharaoh's heart. No sooner had he gave the order to let the people go than he gave the order for his armies to follow in hot pursuit, to either slay the Hebrews on the spot or to bring them back in shackles in slavery. Here was a man who hardened his heart, who continued on in his sin, who refused to repent, who persisted in his iniquity. He was given every opportunity. What a tremendous privilege he had to sit under the ministry of one of the greatest men of God ever to live, one of the greatest preachers of the gospel ever to preach. He made a decision. You might say even a profession, to let the people go. But he soon changed his mind and went back to his old ways. Perhaps there is someone in the service tonight and you made a decision. You made a decision to let the sacrifice go ahead. You made a decision in favor, in a manner of speaking, for Christ and for the gospel. Maybe there was a crisis in your life. We read here of God judging the nation. There were great troubles. There were great financial hardships faced by the Egyptians. Their businesses were destroyed. Their homes were wrecked. Death had come into the family. The firstborn slain, children dying. Commitments were made. But I want to tell you, a commitment will never save your soul. You need to really have Christ in your heart. Pharaoh made a commitment. A commitment that proved to be worthless. A commitment that proved to be a downright lie to God. Is that what your profession of faith has amounted to? A worthless, downright lie. You need to understand tonight that your profession of faith is false. unless you repent from a false profession of faith, that profession of faith, like the rest of your sin, will sink you into God's hell. It's not a profession of faith you need. It is Christ to come into your heart in grace and mercy to take away your sin. You need to truly call upon the name of the Lord, confessing your sin, repenting from your sin, turning from your sin, trusting in Christ, depending upon the blood. For there's nothing else but the blood of Christ, the blood of the sacrifice, that can wash away sin. We read in Proverbs 29, verse 1. It was certainly true of Pharaoh, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Here we see the punishment of Pharaoh. Pharaoh hardened his heart, and eventually in judgment God abandoned Pharaoh to his sin. Pharaoh was left to die in his sins. And the day came when God cut him off suddenly. His heart ceased to beat. He took his last breath. His soul was rent from his body. And tonight his soul is suffering in the torments of hell among the damned. Will you continue to persist in your sin? You stubbornly reject Jesus Christ again tonight? Then this day will come for you. You've been often reproved. The Holy Ghost, as well as the preacher, has spoken to your heart. But as Stephen said to those about to stone him to death, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. You are persistent in your resisting of the Holy Spirit of God and of the gospel of Christ. You've entrenched yourself in your sin. You've dug in your heels. You've gritted your teeth. And you're determined, though even now God is speaking to you in mercy, you are determined to leave this house tonight in your sin. You are determined to defy God. I warn you, in love for your soul, he that being often reproved, if you continue to harden your neck, to harden your heart, you will be suddenly destroyed. Not annihilated out of existence, but destroyed in the pains of hell forever. To suffer unbearable torment. Not only your soul, but ultimately body and soul in hell forever. You'll be suddenly destroyed. And that without remedy, ever. Don't be a fool tonight. Don't be a proud, arrogant, defiant fool tonight. Humble yourself as a
the guilty sinner at the foot of the cross. And call upon the name of the Lord to have mercy upon your soul. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Let's bow together for prayer.